Good morning, beautiful single moms. You are now listening to Empower Single Mom Podcast, where we focus on physical growth, biblical teaching, and I'm your host, Felicia. And today we're going to talk about when normalcy hijacked your... When three things when your normal get hijacked. Like when your normalcy get hijacked. That's what I meant to say. That's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get started, we're going to say our confession for today. And I'm going to say we greet this day. We're going to start with greet this day. As soon as I get up, I hope y'all having an awesome day today. Today is Thursday, so I hope y'all day is going well. So let's get started with greet this day. With our confession for today, I greet this day with God loving my heart. It is the greatest secret to success, no matter what life brings. It calms every storm. When the enemy persecutes my soul, love comforts it. When I face darkness, love brings light. When my heart is overwhelmed, love will inspire and encourage it. When my heart is distressed, love will remind me of God's goodness over the years. When I feel discouraged, love will lift my hands to the Lord and fill my mouth with a song. I worship Him this day with love in my heart. I greet this day with God's love in my heart. And it feels like heaven is silent. Love will remind me that God knows what I'm going through. He has a plan and He provides my every need. I greet this day with God's love in my heart. Love will lead me. Love will direct me. Love will inspire me. Love will heal me. Love will fill me. Love will provide me. I greet this day with God's love in my heart. Love will deliver me from my enemies. It will protect me in times of storm because God loves today. All those who seek to hurt me will be stopped for love. Make my shield of faith work. To all whom I will love all who I come in contact with today. I will love the weak and make them strong. I will love the inspire and be inspired by them. I will love the empty and they will be filled. I will love the filler and they will overflow. I will love the broken and they will be healed. I greet this day with God love in my heart. It quench all the darts of the wicked one. I confront everyone I face with love. It shines through my eyes, bring a smile to my face, and bring ways of peace through my voice. And Lord, people to faith and empower them to experience God's presence. I greet this day with God's love in my heart because He loved me. I love myself. I will love others. And I will love life no matter what I face. From this moment forward, fear and hate leave my body and mind. Fear and hate leave my family and home. In Jesus' name. So today we have greeted today, and let's get started with our devotion. So I'm reading from, what is this called? Seeing Beautiful Again. And the other day, I was, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I really have been dealing with depression. Not going to sit here and lie. I've been thinking about some things, and yesterday was very hard for me. I get up, try to get myself up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do my podcast, but I just didn't have the energy. I just didn't feel like it. I had let depression grip a hold of me and try to make me feel like that it's not going to work. Why are you doing this podcast? Wait, it's not working for you or whatever. And I was like, so today I pushed myself. So I applaud myself. I pat myself on the back because today I was not going to do a podcast. Today I was not. But I know there's somebody out here who needs this. There's somebody out there. And I told God, you gave me this idea. You gave me this talent. So I'm going to do it. I'm not going to just let it go to waste. Because every day we wake up, whether we know it or not, it's a blessing. God is not through with us. It is. He wants us to accomplish something in the earth. That's why we keep waking up each and every day. So it's talking about three perspectives to remember when normalcy get hijacked. Abba Father, He said, it's possible. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. That's in Mark 14:36. Again, Abba Father, He said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but you will. Mark 14:36. This is when they were getting ready to crucify Jesus, and He was like, take this cup from me. Like, I don't want to go through this. He was trying to tell Him, like, God, I need you. come on, you know, take this cup. You know, he's probably telling him, like, I'm not ready to die. Why are they doing this to me? This is my will, but God said, this is something that you have to do, probably. I don't know, but I'm reading to you. Then I'm going to tell you how my normalcy hijacked my life. The only way I could fall asleep was to lie to myself. If you could just fall asleep and when you wake up, you realize that this is a nightmare that will end soon. But that wasn't reality. The next morning I woke up devastated. Was there an even more heartbroken way? I reached across the covers and all my fears was confirmed. My husband was gone. Death hadn't taken him. No, the hijack of our normal had slow erosion that led to eventual landslide wiping out everything that's secure about our relationship. That awful morning happened a few years ago, and I promised myself I'll actually survive looking my greatest fear in the face. I will eventually be a voice to help and hope for others, thrust into a darkness they never imagined. So here I am, surviving. We survived. We determined to turn our battle scars into battle cries to help others. Whether you're reeling from a life altering circumstances or you're wrestling through something not turning out the way you thought it would be, I know what it's like. I know what it's like to say, it's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be this way. And I feel compelled to tell you three truths you must hear. So, whatever you may be going through, whether it's through a life-altering situation or you wrestle with something that didn't turn out the way you want it. You told God this is how you want it, but God did something totally different. You know, like, God, this is not what I told you to do. Okay. The number one is you are not alone and waiting and wanting things to be different and asking God to change your situation. Did you know even Jesus asked God to change the circumstances and fix what God surely could have fixed in an instant? Listen to these words to Jesus before he was arrested and eventually crucified. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. God was like, take this. Jesus was like, God, take this cup from me. That's in Mark 14:36. I have found such confidence to remember the humanity of Jesus. Yes, his divine made him perfect and sensitive, but his humanity felt the brutal weight of a human heart. He understands loneliness, betrayal, and being devastated by people he should have been able to trust. He knows what it's like to be lied to, misunderstood, falsely accused, and rejected. And because I know he feels what I feel now, I can trust him to lead me through my heartbreak. So God went through what we go through each and every day. He done been heartbroken, lied on, betrayed, misunderstood, and rejected. And we have all been through some kind of misunderstood, false accused, rejected. Just feel lonely. Like, this is not how I picture. This is not how it's supposed to be. Number two, there's a place to attach hope, but it's not to our desire for changed circumstances. One of my key verses, Mark 14:36, doesn't end with Jesus' request for things to be different. It ends with the strongest statement, trust in God that I can find in the whole Bible. Yet, not for what I will, but what you will. And all of Jesus had a strong desire for change, but he had an even stronger desire to trust God with it all. This is hard for a girl like me who struggled, who loves to suggest God to tell all the ways he could fix my circumstances. But God loves me too much to do things my way. His plan is always better, even if I cannot understand it or see clearly as it unfolds. Meaning, like, you can tell God your plan. You're like, God, this is how I want it to work. God, this is how I want it to be. But God's like, I got this. I mean, we can tell him, but sometimes I get up and God, this is how I want it to work. And it does not work the way I want it to work. It's like a different, it's totally different, but it does get worked out the way not the way I want it, but the way he want it, because he will get the glory no matter what. But I'm like, God, this is not how I told you to do this. This is what I told you. Like when I was looking for a place, an apartment, and I told God I wanted to stay on that area, that side of town. excuse me, but no matter where I looked and tried to find a place, there was no opening. It was just too high. And I was like, I don't want to move from that spot. Everything was so convenient for me. And like, everything was just so very convenient. I like Cypress area. I like that area. But now, I'm in a totally different area. But I look at it, I guess it was for my good. Because it's quiet. Don't nobody bother me. But I didn't understand it. Like, it's a... Even if you don't understand it or see it clearly as it unfolds, you don't understand it. I was like, why do I got to move from the whole opposite side to over here? I didn't get it. Until to this day, I still don't get it. I still yearn. I still want to go back. I still want to move back to that side of town. But I'm over this. I'm still on the northwest side, but a different location. Put it that way. Number three. Through our stories, take unexpected twists. Turns to the better. God's plan is still good. Only God can take a string of really bad situations and add them together to make good. I never knew as possible through this journey or in our world. I went on that none of my suggestions to things worked. The good only came in God's timing and unexpected ways, and through the process we gained a deeper awareness of God is a trust. A deeper well God is strength. That comes while trusting him. Do not give up, dear friend. Whatever it is, do not give up, dear friend. Do not stop praying. Do not stop hoping and believing. But also, do not believe your ways is better. Hold on. Do not believe that your ways are getting on the other side of your circumstances is the only way. God has a perfect plan for a path to renew joy and redeem future that possibly one you cannot fathom. Trust him. I no longer lie to myself. The only way I can fall asleep at night is speak God's truth. God is here. God is near. God can absolutely be trusted with all. So I said I was going to tell y'all a couple of stories about how my normalcy changed. The first one was my normalcy when my normal got hijacked. It's when every Sunday, no matter what, or Sunday, every day of the week, I would call my grandma. My grandma was like my mom to me. She was like my go-to person. If I needed something, she would be there for me. I tried not to ask her for nothing, but she was there for me. And I felt discouraged, if I felt hopeless, or whatever the case may be. I can just call her, even though she don't stay on the phone for maybe like 5 or 6 minutes. Probably not even that. I can't remember. But she didn't stay on the phone. And all she had to do was say, Alicia, make sure you take care of you and them babies. That's all she had to say. And that gave me that boost, that drive to keep going. One day, my grandma was in the hospital. And my sisters and my family were like, you need to come see her, whatever, whatever. But I was working. I was going to school. And I had to go see her. So I was like, okay, I'll go see her. So I had one of my friends to ride with me. This is way before anxiety overtook my life. I was able to get in the car to drive. She drove with me. She rode with me. And we had a blast. So I went there, saw my grandma. She was happy to see me or whatever. And, you know, it was like a turnaround trip because I had to be back in time to get my kids. We left early in the morning and I need to be back by the time they got to school. So I was like, okay, let's go see her. So she went with me. She was so sweet. She went with me to see her. And I told her, and I was like, I always pray to God, talk to God. Like, God, I want my grandma to be here when I get married. I want my grandma to be here when I graduate from school. I want my grandma to be here for my kids because I wanted my kids to experience my grandma the way I had experienced with her. Like, she was there for me. Like, she was the best. Even though we didn't do a whole lot of things. But spending time with her, nothing could take that away. She would feed me from the time wake up to the time I go to sleep. I had breakfast, brunch, lunch, and dinner. And there was some downfall because, like, when the storm comes, if everything goes off, you know, you can't do X, Y, Z. But it was the time that I spent with her. And I wanted my kids to experience that with her. I wanted her to see my kids. I want her to move to Houston with me. Because I was like, God, be blessed with her house. I want my grandma to stay with me. But they didn't work like that. So, one day, I was coming home No, me. I had picked my kids up. We went to the store. I think it was like Christmas break. And I got a call from one of my sisters that to tell me that my grandma had passed away. And it didn't dawn on me, but it hurted me. I was like, but before she died, my kid did go see her. She was so frail. She wasn't herself. She had lost so much weight. But my kid did get to go see her. She spent time with them. It's like when she saw them, it's like, it was just like she was able, she was going to fight. And I was like, God, just let her keep fighting. I want her to be here. I want her to, see her. I just want to call her. I want to do all of that. But that week before Christmas, she passed away. And that tore my world upside down. To this day, I still don't celebrate any holidays because of her. It's hard because I still miss her. Even though she died in 2012, I still miss her. But that was like my mom. My normalcy was hijacked because I didn't have nobody to call to talk to on Sundays. I didn't have nobody to just encourage me. All of that was gone because she left. I wasn't ready for her to go because I wanted her to be here for me to graduate from school, for me to get married. I feel like marriage is 2012 or whatever. But I wanted her here. I just wanted her here to be with me. I would call my grandma and tell her things my sister would do to me, things my mom do to me. And she's like, don't worry about it or whatever. But it was just her voice. And to this day, it's still hard for me to like, to this day, it's still hard for me. I was so mad at God because he took what normal to me out of my life. He hijacked it. Boom. I need her with me. So it's still hard for me sometimes. Like when Christmas comes, I don't celebrate. I mean, my kids are like, what we gonna do? I had to literally force myself out of the bed just to not have Christmas with them. You know, my kids are older now. But then I just couldn't get in the groove of Christmas. During holidays, I don't really care about holidays no more because he's not here. I don't really care. I remember my grandma's birthday, and I always tell her happy birthday. I wish he was here. I wish I could just hug her, just smell her, just be with her, just tell her everything that I've been through. How, like, grandma, look what I'm going through. I don't know. This to have her, not for her to be like, oh, here, this and that, but this to be like, Felicia, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about this. Make sure you take care of you. That's all she had to tell me was, make sure you take care of you and your kids. And I was like, okay, grandma, I'll do this. She said, okay. And I did. Then I'll be looking forward to Sunday. Sometimes Sundays I forget. Like, I try to call her before she goes to bed, but I would still call her. And I'll just miss those conversations. Sometimes I still know the number where she's there. Sometimes I just call. Then I'm not working anymore, but sometimes I just call just to see. And she would just answer the phone because I knew that's all I need to do was just get her voice. So that's how my norms got hijacked. And I still deal with it because I wish she was here. I wish she was here to see all that I have tried to accomplish, all the things I accomplished, even though it have not been the best, and even though I done been through some stuff, I just wish she was here. Just to say, wow, I never thought you would be where you are today. I'm sorry how your family treat you, or whatever. I just wish she was just here. And another story, how normal hijacked my life. What was it? When normal get hijacked, when your normal get hijacked. One day, me and my kids, I was working for, I just started this job at United. I started my job working from home, but that's where I work at. I just started this job. I was so happy, so thrilled. One day, I was telling my kids, because I was going to therapy. It's nothing wrong with going to therapy, get things helped out. But black people, we don't go to therapy. But because of what back then. You're not going to get another stiff podcast. So one day, my son came home. I got three kids. One day my son came home, and he was upset about something. I don't know if he had fucked up with his girlfriend. I don't know. He just said, I'm going to kill myself. That's what he told me. I'm going off from to go kill myself. I said, what? And I couldn't do it because I was in training. I really couldn't. I was about to get off, but I really couldn't, like, let me see what's going on. So I was like, I was trying to tell him, call him, like, look, no, it's not worth it, whatever, whatever. So, lo and behold, the cops come knocking at my door. And I always push, not push, but I always advise my kids, if you need help, tell me, I'll get you some help. There's nothing ashamed of getting help, talking to somebody. Don't let that stigmatize whatever, to think that you don't need help. If you need help, hey, I'll get you some help. There's nothing wrong with it. I used to think something was wrong with therapy until one day I pictured myself having a mental meltdown while I was breaking windows in my car. And I said to myself, Steph, you need to get some help. So I would have got some help. And to this day, I'm still getting help. So I was like, what's going on? And because, you know, at this time, all three of my kids in school. So the cops came to go. I'm like, what the cops want? Whatever, whatever. Somebody asked me, was your son? I said, no, he's not here. And my son, who he is, wouldn't let the cops in the household. Somehow they found him. They had got late in the evening. And I had told one of my kids to go find their brother. And it was like, we could not find him. They wouldn't give no information because at the time, I think he had just turned 18 at the time. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know nothing. I was like, I don't know what to do. I couldn't really sleep. It was just like my whole, my normal, how we, they come on, ask them how they do today, I tell them about my training at work or whatever, but it was hijacked that day. So I was like, what the, I was so mad. Like, God, how can you allow this to happen? Well, I'm more, I was mad at God. How could you allow this to happen? Like, dude, like, you, this, it's just too much right now. It's too much. I was switching new job. It was just too much. And I just couldn't get a grip of it. So I kept trying to find, his phone kept going to voice. I was like, I couldn't find him. So the next day, he had a social worker. I told the social worker what happened. I didn't know what was going on, so she found him. And he was like at a, in a place to help people to get the help that I tried to offer him all that time that he needs someone to talk to. But, you know, mamas don't know. Doing that whole process, it was hard for me. It took a lot from my kids because it was bad for them. It took a toll. One was so upset. They didn't understand it, and I didn't understand. I would go to work. Even though, thank you, Lord, I wasn't taking calls or on the video where people see me because I was tore up from the floor up. I couldn't understand it. Because why? I wanted all my kids together. I wanted all my kids in one place where I knew where they were. I knew they was coming home at a certain time, and I just couldn't. No matter what, I couldn't focus. And she was like, oh, my trainer was like, do you need to take off? Do you not want to work today? I said, no. If I don't work, I'll be a total wreck. Because why my mind going to sit here thinking? Because my mind would think, oh, this is your fault. Or you did this to your kids. This the way I was saying to myself, wait, because they ain't got a dad. That's why they acting up. Or I was going through my emotion. But through it all, even though that was a bad situation, through it all, God got him the help that he needed, and he's better, put it that way. Don't get me wrong, we still have our ups and downs, because, you know, but me be who I am, I pray and ask God to protect my kids, touch their minds. You know, I be there for my kids, even though they like 18 and 21. I know people say, oh, please cut the cord. I have cut the cord, meaning like I have done things in place, but I'm still going to be there for my kids. I'm just not going to stop caring because that's not me. I saw how my mom did that to my brother. Like, she just gave up. Like, boop, it's overdone. Because he didn't want to do, I mean, because he could have been a famous basketball player, but she gave up on him. I'm not going to be that type. Well, I'm just going to give up. I just can't. If my kids call me and say, I need you, I'm going to be there. Even if they go out and do something stupid, I'm going to be there. Would I be pissed off? Yes. But I'm just letting y'all, just giving y'all some insights and detail how normal can have hijack. You can think everything going normal and smooth, that all of a sudden something just hijack you out of your zone, out of what you used to. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is not how I picture it. This is not how it's supposed to go. Because that's not how I picture my son to get help. I didn't picture him having to go through certain things for him in order for him to see the light, for order for him to get, but it all turned out for the good. God is still good. And I couldn't sleep at times because I wanted my kids there. Like when my kids go out and they're not home, that's the only way I can sleep, because I want everybody at home safe and sound. So I just wanted to give y'all perspective, give y'all some insights on how when you're normal, get hijacked. So thank you, ladies. And just know, don't give up. It is hard sometimes when normal get hijacked. I'm not going to sit here and lie, because that was hard for me. Whatever it is, my friends, my single moms, my ladies, do not give up. Do not stop praying. Do not stop hoping. And do not stop believing. I don't care. Because to this day, my son still deal with mental health issues. To this day, I pray for him. I offer him help. But when they get a certain age, you have really no say. So I still do what I have to do. I still do my part. I still be like, okay, come on. I pray for him. It just, certain things, some people just don't understand. But I have an upcoming surprise that it will be in the works. I don't know when I'm working on it, but I just want to give y'all a little insight about that. So just know when you cannot, just know you just got to trust God with all your being. And it's hard sometimes when normal get hijacked. Say God is here, God is near, God can absolutely be trusted with it all. So they say, Father God, devastated circumstances have left me so weary. When things in my life feel uncertain, I always tempt to shrink back in fear. But when I press into the truth of your love, it leaves me hopeful, even when my normal get hijacked. Thank you for the promise that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name. Just know God is here. He is near. And God can absolutely be trusted with it all. So give it to him. Surrender through it all. I know it's hard at times. But until next time, ladies, don't give up. Don't stop believing. Don't stop hoping and keep praying. I don't care what it is. You keep praying. It might not turn out the way you want it to, but God, remember, God's working everything out for your good. I know we tell God our plan, like, God, this is how I want, but God, like, I got something better for you. So until next time, I want y'all to be blessed and have an amazing day. Today is Thursday. Be thankful that you woke up this morning. Be blessed.